With threats to our nation waiting around every corner, adaptability is more important than ever. When conditions change without notice, quick strategic thinking is crucial, and with obstacles consistently impending, determination is essential in overcoming them. It's this willingness, decisiveness, and resilience that sets Marines apart. With our fighting spirit, we don't just fight battles, we win them. Marines are the constant our nation counts on to fight the unknown, and through adaptable problem-solving, we do just that. Learn more at marines.com.
Back, run like a wild man.
I watched you struggle and I watched you wrestle with them angels.
There he is. From Auburn University, Bo Jackson.
The correct Jordan Hare Stadium time is 8:45 p.m. Central Standard Time. It's Monday night. Your digital audio device is tuned into the Orange and True podcast, harbored by collegemagnolia.com. Greetings and salutations, Orange and Truthers. I'm Drew Croson, at SonicCrow2 on Twitter, at SonicCrow on Venmo. To one side of me, the rumor monger, Ryan Starrett, at Ryan S. Starrett. The S stands for still haven't won at Rupp.
Stands for Super Tuesday.
That's right. Happy Super Tuesday, everybody. Hope everybody gets off work tomorrow. LOL. To the other side of me, giving you full Fort Payne ASMR, a man who wants a girl who gets up early. He wants a girl who stays up late. He wants a girl with uninterrupted prosperity who uses a machete to cut through red tape. The AU Chief.
You're a marshmallow, Glenn.
Guys, welcome to the Orange and True podcast. This week in Auburn soccer, played Clemson. Do you guys know the outcome of that game?
I'm sure the Tigers won.
Good one, Dad.
It would be really funny if it was a draw. The Tigers didn't win.
I think it actually might have been a draw, to be 100% honest. Let me look that up. No, they lost. No, that was 2017. I was looking up. This is difficult to find. Man, I asked you guys this thinking that y'all would have known, and I've been here looking like a dummy, which is kind of the normal situation on this podcast.
We're not vamping for you at all.
Oh, if you got the Instagram, if you have the Instantgram, as Josh Dubb calls it.
That was a great. I was going to mention that.
You should go watch the Auburn soccer video of Bree Folds finding out she's been drafted by the Carolina Pride, right? North Carolina Pride.
Yeah.
Or the Courage?
Courage.
Courage. Anyway, you should do that.
Which Carolina?
Really good. North Carolina. It's in Charlotte. Yeah. Let me tell you something. Auburn website is not even keeping track of the soccer spring schedule. You can't find scores on it. You gotta find Twitter at Auburn Soccer on Twitter. Which that video is also on Auburn Soccer's Twitter. Yeah, I think it was zero. I think it was a 0-0
we'll say tie. Barn burner of a preseason game.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's what it appears
is this
to be.
Preseason?
Spring training? I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know either.
Yeah.
So
guys, where are those show notes?
I don't know.
Baseball.
I sent them to you.
There it is. Baseball. Went 5-0 this week. Beat Alabama A&M. The
Bulldogs.
Yeah. Yeah. And Wright State. Also the Bulldogs.
Are they?
No.
Wright State is...
Wright State University.
Yeah. They are university.
They are...
Wright State University.
Are they dogs? The Raiders. But they have a dog.
Same thing.
They have a dog mascot. He's a very good boy. They play in Nishwich Stadium. What state is Wright State in? Ryan. Because you got it on your
Detroit,
phone.
Michigan.
No.
Close.
We did this literally last week.
Yeah, I know. I thought I was
close-ish.
Close.
Is it Ohio?
In that, yes. But close to those two states border one another.
You got to figure out which school it is in Michigan.
I said
Detroit,
ish.
Then my cousin.
Dayton
is
in Ohio. Okay. Anyway,
so it's Cleveland.
Cleveland's also in Ohio. Ryan Bliss had two home runs against Wright State all in one game.
Man. Ryan Bliss, my favorite player on this team.
Probably the best
Ryan. Ryan is great.
Probably the best Ryan in Auburn, Alabama, if you ask me. Wow. 7 multi-hit games.
I am a resident of Opelika.
Yeah, this one lives in Opelika.
We played 13 games. That's not right.
Yeah. 13 total games. Not this week.
Season's already just halfway over, it looks like. Baseball plays a lot of games. Hot take. They play a lot of games.
That's what it's great.
Yeah.
There's always a baseball game on.
That's kind of like
this is. If the best part of your sport is that it exists, he was great about baseball.
You guys should love baseball.
Turn it on and it's on.
Baseball's like Kier Lewis. It's just a volume score.
Oh boy.
It may not always be great, but it's always there.
Man alive. You know, my brother one time, a couple years ago, tried to watch all the Rangers games. Like for a whole season. All 162.
I've watched a lot of Braves games in one season, but I don't think I'm... done all of
it. It's real tough to do that and stay married.
I feel like it's even tougher
watching the Braves.
I feel like it's even tougher to be easy to watch the Braves. All 162 of their games used to be.
Is this your brother in Texas? Yeah. Okay. I was going to say, I feel like it'd be tougher to do that living in Auburn.
He could see every game on Fox Sports Southwest or KTX.
Well, don't have YouTube TV.
Unless he has YouTube TV.
Oh, no. I think he's still, at that time, he was still paying for DirecTV.
Did you guys see this new AT&T? TV that they're
going
to say that five times fast.
It's terrible.
ATT TV.
It's terrible. It's like a YouTube TV or one of these services. They give you a dedicated Android TV box. That costs as much as DirecTV or something.
That's the future.
Just get Hulu.
You know, speaking of AT&T,
it's all going to go up. We're all
shout out to AT&T. I got a check in the mail from those guys.
Did you?
Or this week. Apparently, they lost a lawsuit against the United States federal government because the government sued them claiming that AT&T was throttling down its unlimited data customer speeds without telling them.
Yes. Which it totally they absolutely were. Everyone doing. In the
Everyone
world.
Everyone knew that.
Verizon
they
does
said
the
they
same
didn't
thing.
Do that. Verizon says they do it. Like, hey, look,
yeah,
by the way.
Verizon's up front there.
AT&T's like, no, we never throttle you down. And they were totally doing it.
Just like they lie to all their customers and tell them they have 5G currently, and they do not have 5G.
And so AT&T lost that lawsuit, so your boy Crow got a check for $12.
Dang. I also got a settlement this week.
From whom?
From Huawei.
Now we're talking.
Taking on the big dogs here, Chief.
Purchased the Nexus 6P.
Didn't know it was a front for the Chinese government.
Did not at the time know it was a front for the Chinese government. And they had a lot of issues with that phone in that suddenly it would just stop working.
That is an issue.
Happened to mine.
I would return that.
What?
I would return that phone.
You would return it? Well. Yeah.
It stops working.
They all stopped working just outside the warranty.
Oh,
is the issue here.
Classic.
Unfortunately, I bought mine on eBay, and so I didn't have documentation of where I'd purchased it, so I didn't get the full, I think up to $300 they would pay. But I did get $29 from Huawei.
See, that's more than double what I got from AT&T.
I know.
Here's the thing about AT&T. There was a $60 million settlement.
Mm.
The company made $12 billion last year.
Yeah,
they're not going to stop doing this.
No.
Types of class action lawsuits are
AT&T
huge
are the
issue.
Biggest.
There's no.
Is Vox involved with AT&T? Should I?
Bam, bam, ba-na-na-na-na. This is our hot political takes episode.
This is the lengths that Crow will go to not to discuss baseball.
Anyway, baseball.
Ryan Bliss, my favorite player. We're back on track.
Unlike AT&T, you can count on Ryan Bliss. He's batting .444 this season.
Oh, man.
That's pretty good. Yeah.
It's decent.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's BABIP.
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 Just say it all at once.
Is that a...
Batting average on balls in play. So generally, if you have a really
granularity
high...
Granularity of these stats.
Yeah,
this is not like a deep dive of the stat. Come on, guys.
Batted...
Basically, if
batting
it's...
average on balls in play. Right. So if I hit the ball, is it a fly ball or am I getting on base? That's basically this.
Right. So if the ball is put into play, how often do you get on base?
Cool.
And so what that tells you is if it's super high and you have a high batting average, you're just getting lucky. Like the numbers are going to even out.
So if you're
generally, that's a pretty level number.
So he's got 288 BABIP.
Which is actually a pretty realistic number.
444.
BABIP is not going to come down very much.
I get you. Okay.
So he's just hitting the ball really hard.
I understand sports.
Interesting.
Cody Greenhill pitching his brains out right now.
Yeah, buddy.
He's the interesting reliever that'll just go three innings at a time.
Yeah, it's almost like
for it.
Because his two saves are actually in blowouts where he pitched three innings.
They still call those long relievers back when I was interested in the old round ball. They called it long reliever sometimes.
It's a thing.
Seamhead.
Not him.
Seamhead? Is that what you were?
Oh, yeah. Big seamhead over here.
Same man.
This is I was really into baseball before sabermetrics became like,
yeah,
everyone.
Before all the nerds took over.
Yeah.
Baseball's always been about numbers, though.
It has been. But now because, it's gotten you know, way you
would
more
look,
intricate.
That's, you would always look at the back of the
right.
baseball.
That's how I learned how to do averages, was batting average and ERA.
That's probably where the guy that Billy Beane gets credit for his, all his stuff.
Bill James?
From, yeah, Bill James.
His name is...
It's Bill James.
Girl. Yeah. No, I'm thinking of the pitchers that were on the A's that actually
Tim
was,
Hudson.
Yeah, Tim Hudson.
Yeah.
I'm thinking of Tim Hudson, who actually was super good that year.
Yeah.
The real reason my Moneyball looks like it worked is because they had two Cy Young winners on the same roster.
It's because they had Star-Lord playing first base.
Well, that's right.
Not wrong about that one.
Chubby Star-Lord.
Jonah Hill came up with all this stuff, and it was probably because he was like obsessed with the back of baseball cards when he was a kid. And he was a stat head later on.
Yeah.
At Harvard or Yale? Didn't he go to somewhere?
You know what would be interested to me in
he didn't go to
would be interested for me to know is what like Auburn has played a lot of teams this year.
Mm-hmm.
And it plays Auburn plays a lot of games on like weekends, weeknights, whatever. I wanna know what guys' averages are like on days in which they have class.
Hmm.
So Tuesdays and Fridays.
They're
and
probably
if
better.
That is better or worse.
They're probably better at least on the, well, if you're taking like the Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday games, whatever the weekday games
like
are.
Like a home game.
Because those are, you're not facing as good of a pitcher. There's some bias there.
Well, that's true.
But then Friday night, you're playing the ace.
Yeah.
So
maybe that would even out. You'd think the Tuesday game and the Friday game would kind of even out one another.
I don't know. But it would only be home games because they're.
Are we pretending these guys go to class?
Well, they're baseball players. This isn't like the starting quarterback. These guys probably actually have to go to real class. They're not on scholarships.
Okay.
Not partials.
Yeah. All right. Their schedules are probably set up.
Yeah.
Where they don't have class on Friday
or Tuesday.
And they got stuck with that 5 o'clock Friday class. Oh.
Well, they don't have 5 p.m. class.
Sorry, Ryan Bliss can't be in the starting
he's
lineup.
He's still in calc.
He's in physics lab.
Man, Cody Greenfield's failing finite math, you guys. All right.
What kind of barbarian schedules a class on 5 p.m. on a Friday anyway?
My freshman calculus class.
Jeez Louise.
First semester.
What?
It was Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, Friday, 5 o'clock.
Was that Cal 1?
Cal 1. I had signed up for an 8 o'clock.
This guy, that teacher hated being in that class too.
Oh, the grad assistant from Brazil.
Yeah,
he did not want to be there.
Yeah.
I had a Tuesday afternoon class that always got out right before, like an hour before the Tuesday baseball game started.
So you just walk over there.
So I'd walk over there and I would just sit and read the newspaper in the bleachers before the Tuesday baseball games. Mm-hmm. I did that most sunny Tuesdays when I was in college. Yeah. Especially when it was quarter hot dog night. Then I walk over there with $2 and just be like, look, I'm eating 8 hot dogs today.
You know, they're serving beer in the stadium now.
I know. These kids got so good.
Can you get it on your meal plan? Even if, like, if you're 21, can you get it on your meal plan?
It's a great question. I don't know.
At College of Mag on Twitter, can you get beer on Tiger Card at the stadium?
No. I know there's like a very small number.
I don't even know if there's people that listen to us, Chief.
That's true.
All right, so.
I'm probably going to get more listens when everybody's quarantined here in a couple weeks.
That's true.
I mean, stuck at home, nothing you can do.
We should just
listen
should
to College Mag.
We should just a live episode.
We'll do a telethon.
We should
24 hours.
We should do a 24-hour long the quarantine episodes. All right, basketball had an up and down week. Put 500 this week. Won the game we all thought we'd win, lost the game most of us were pretty okay with losing, except that it does keep us from winning the conference, unless Kentucky just loses out.
No, they clinched it.
Oh, Kentucky. They did?
Yeah, okay. That was a clincher.
That's what I thought.
Because now they're 3 with 2 to go.
That game was the de facto SEC championship game.
Yeah.
And they got to host it, which stunk. I wish it had flipped. And game was in Auburn, and we lost to them earlier in the year. Anyway.
It's an interesting scheduling takes there.
I know. I like playing them in Auburn. It's an interesting scheduling take.
Yeah.
We've played them home and away the last 2 years.
Why haven't we played them twice?
So that's however the schedule cycles, but we're done doing that for a while.
Yeah, we got to not play Kentucky twice every year.
Well, we didn't 2 years ago. We only played them one time.
Right? You do it 2 years in a row with all of your 9 locked teams.
Right. Okay. Who are our locked teams?
Georgia, Bama, and Ole Miss.
Yeah. Oddly, Ole Miss, I know.
Yeah.
Ole Miss.
Not Mississippi.
It's because historically we're the 2 worst teams in the conference in basketball.
Are we?
Yeah.
Well,
by record.
Georgia's not far behind.
Yeah.
Yeah. By record, Auburn and Ole Miss, I believe. Last time we did this last year, we were talking about how far Bruce and that was, I think, that the episode that you and I just watched, like the North Carolina
game.
That's
right. Okay.
I don't remember a lot from that episode. I think that's what we did.
Sounds right.
Some say our best episode. Most say a huge waste of time.
Yeah, that was a fun episode. I enjoyed it.
Anyway, sure.
Yeah, so we won't play Kentucky twice again. I mean, I don't mind playing them twice. I'd like to win a rep one.
I want to play just Mississippi State and Ole Miss every game.
Well, that'd be great.
Yeah,
that's what. Well, I don't, Mississippi State might be historically pretty good. So.
That's true. I just want to win every game.
Me too. Hey, yeah. If we went out, your boy got his prediction right.
That's true.
Season. So.
What is that?
You call
that
26 and 5?
27?
26. We're 24 and 5 right now.
Yeah. Oh, right.
Yeah.
26 and 5.
It's in Josh Dubb's thread, so.
Literally, that up. Who would have thought?
A few weeks ago, it wasn't looking too good. Or man, was looking really good. Or
looking really good. Depends on the day.
I am the human-like version of that Paul Rudd gif. Look at us.
Look at us.
Look at us. Who would have thought? Not me. Not me. Auburn about to be like 25 wins or more.
Yeah.
Is a bonkers year for any team.
So I'm in my monthly email to the guy that runs my contract, my contractor. We talk basketball and just sports in general. Usually he's a Tennessee guy. And this week I said, if we went out, this would be the second or third best season ever.
Third best regular season, easily.
There's a very good chance we will break the all-time single season
win record
for Auburn. It's 30 from last. It was 30 last year.
Yeah,
that's what it is.
So
we have to win 6 more games. If you win these last two conference games,
it's only 4 more you have to win.
Then? You win 2 in the SEC tournament, and you win 2 in the NCAA tournament,
and that's without winning anything. Like championships.
Sorry, that ties it. Yeah,
that ties it. I mean, when we win the Final Four.
The whole thing.
Yeah.
I think
in
we
front of
win
an empty gymnasium.
Yeah, there's a really decent chance the CDC has recommended that the NCAA play all of its tournament games in front of empty stadiums.
You know what I did?
CDC won't let me be.
You know what I did a few weeks ago?
Right. Nice.
Concert tickets for August of this year. It's 2 different concerts. And they were like, hey, you want this ticket insurance? And I was like, nah, who needs that stuff?
Now you do.
Now I do.
Yeah. My parents just booked a cruise for me.
Cruise is a germ factor.
Not just, like 3 weeks ago.
Because the prices are super low.
Yeah. Friend of mine is going
I'm
going to
get quarantined.
A friend of mine is going on a Disney cruise with his whole family soon. So,
man alive.
Anyway.
Prince State Star James Jones is currently on a cruise. Like he's on a cruise every couple days.
Yeah, he loves cruises.
Yeah.
You won't find me on a cruise. I'm not into it.
I like them all right.
I don't like people enough to be trapped in
the I like the beach a lot. And so I think the cruise is kind of like always being at the beach. I like cruises all right.
Yeah, but there's no, you're not in the sand.
Well, I guess that's true.
Unless you go on one of those that stops all the time and every day or whatever. I don't know how cruises work.
That's the deal. You got to get on one that stops a lot. You don't want to be just sitting in the water a long period of time. No, you want to be at like...
I think people like in Jamaica. Drunk the entire time. I think.
Well, there's that. And there's like unlimited food. So you just eat
midnight
constantly.
Pizza.
You eat constantly on a cruise.
So it's like a youth lock-in.
Yes, it's like a youth lock-in. Exactly. It's like the lock-in.
So what would happen is I would eat an entire dozen of glazed donuts just sitting there.
I would
shoot
walk
basketball.
I'd walk around those things with a 2-liter bottle of Dr. Pepper. Just walking around like it was just my personal drink.
Sure.
I imagine in Texas they're just like holstered.
Sure. Dr. Pepper backpack.
Everybody got a camelback.
Yeah.
2 of them in a hat.
Sure, you take that off to get your bigger one for the 2-liter bottle one for the locker.
Curl went to Fayetteville High School.
Yeah, exactly. Fayetteville looked a lot like my hometown in terms of the amount of Dr. Pepper being consumed.
Anyway, the Tigers
beat Ole Miss. That Ole Miss team was pesky, and I think
we got one of the better players in the conference. But
Shuler's really good.
He's not even the best player on their team.
And Tyree is also very, very good. Shuler's one of those college players, man. He's a typical, really good college basketball player.
He could have been on the Artland Dragons with Malik, but...
But Malik got kicked off?
Yeah. We don't know what happened there still.
No. Still no news out of Artland.
Maybe Malik was just trying to get back to the States.
I don't think that's the case.
Maybe he's trying to get picked up by Dusseldorf.
That'd be nice. It'd be nice if you got picked up by a bigger team down there.
Yeah.
Shuler and Tyree combined for 5 for 24 from the field. That shut him down. But that was
a certain player came back.
Well, but he was barely back.
Yeah.
He played, what, 18 minutes?
He played 27 minutes.
Oh. Yeah, he played 27 minutes, but he was...
Yeah, I think he was working
Bruce said they really only wanted to play him like 16. Yeah. And then...
It was a close game.
Close game, so...
Auburn forced 17 turnovers, which is a ton.
It's probably good he played 27 minutes, because the next game he played nearly 40 minutes.
Yeah.
The next game was a loss. Didn't go quite as well for the Tigers. 73-66 to the hands of the Kentucky Wildcats.
It was a frustrating game to watch at times, I think.
Yeah,
was,
oh, for sure.
Well, it was frustrating because there wasn't the one thing. It was just like, oh, man, we're just – it's this one thing that's not going to let us win.
I mean,
we didn't shoot great. We didn't get foul calls. But there wasn't one thing that was just killing us.
Took Austin Wiley out of the game.
He still had double-double. Yeah. Two games.
Got that double-double on 10 seconds to go in a 10-point game.
But he still, like, he got it because he was freaking dominating when he was in the game. Like, they literally couldn't stop him. Every time we threw, he was catching the ball when we threw it to him inside. He was dunking on people.
You could probably make the case.
He probably had six dunks in this game.
Yeah. You could make the case this was his best week of the season.
Yeah.
In a 15-11 game against Ole Miss. Yeah. And then a 10-12 against Kentucky.
If he had played more, how many minutes?
Adjusted 21? For opponents and adjusted for minutes.
I mean, that's about
his best.
What he plays.
Yeah, he's been playing more
recently, right? Yeah.
I think most of the season he was playing 20 minutes.
If he hadn't been in foul trouble literally the entire game, he probably would have played 25,
quickly
30 minutes.
Quickly, he's going to win SC player.
Yeah, probably.
I mean, and good for him. He had 18 of 12 against Auburn.
He destroyed
Auburn. He had 23 and 5
last game. From the free throw line?
Most, a lot.
Most. Because he was like 3 of 13 shooting at one point.
Yeah.
Well, he ended up as.
Three of them, he went to the free throw line where he
flopped.
There was a guy, Alan Flanagan was a foot away from him.
Yeah, a third referee would have caught that.
Or fourth.
Yeah. Right. A fourth official or a sideline official would have caught that, but didn't do it. Hmm. I think, you know, the issue with Auburn that game, it was an exciting game.
Yeah.
Because both teams are playing at a high level. Auburn is playing, I think, some of its best basketball of the year.
Yeah.
Everything except for shooting.
Yeah.
They're playing well.
We started off the game shooting really well.
Yeah. Danielle did.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And Samir didn't have a great game.
I think the issue in this game with shooting wasn't, obviously it was the shooting, but it was more of the shot selection that was going on late in the game. We were chunking up some threes when we were down by three.
Yeah.
I think a lot of that, Bruce said that he told them to shoot
copious
Bruce threes.
Did not think that we were, and probably correct, that we would not get fouls called inside if we drove inside.
Well, I mentioned this earlier today. Do you know how many free throws Austin Wiley had?
None.
Big fat zero.
Whoa.
Didn't even attempt. And it's not like he didn't shoot the ball. He had 9 shots.
There have been games he hadn't played in that he had
a
free throw.
I will say a lot of the time, a lot of the times that he got the ball, it was
just an open dunk.
He got it and just dunked. And
yeah,
just,
right.
But
for somebody that has been averaging for 2 years now, a free throw per shot, to have 0 on 9 shots
is suspicious.
It's unlikely.
It's wild.
Unlikely.
Suspicious.
It's wild. Wednesday night, Auburn's back against Texas A&M.
Senior night.
This is senior
night
for the winningest senior class in the history of the school.
Yeah. Yeah, man.
If you're at that game, be loud. These dudes got you a Final Four, two SEC championships, and more wins than any senior class has ever gotten. That's amazing.
Three tournaments?
Incredible.
Three tournaments.
And one of them's been here for 12 years.
Daniel Purifoy, he was on the last Barbie team, I think. He had George Peachy.
Almost.
I think George Peachy
was on Bruce's first team. Wasn't he
recruited by Barbie?
No. A little bit, I'm sure. But I don't think he was ever going to come play for Barbie.
No, probably not.
Yeah.
He was on Bruce's first team, though.
Danjo Purifoy helped George Peachy write the creed.
Second team.
That's what I read.
We should win this one. The crowd should be into it. The guys will be into it.
However, A&M's pesky. There are people saying their coach should be the SEC coach of the year.
They're 500.
I know, because they were supposed to be horrible.
No one should ever win coach of the year but Bruce Pearl.
People are saying Cal should win coach of the year.
No.
Because they lost to whoever.
Hey, remember last year?
Bruce needs an Emmy.
Remember last year when we won the SEC tournament and then Bruce did not win coach of the year?
Right. Well, this year they...
Well, now it's a letdown. He underperformed.
Yeah, this year okay. they want to give it to Cal because they...
We haven't gotten to the
They got beat by no-name school, university, and then won the conference.
Yeah.
So that's like a big deal. But like,
hey, that's more that of a disappointing. 3 years
that
ago?
That happens all the time.
We lost to Barry in yeah. the preseason, and then we won the right. conference, and did Bruce win the Coach of the Year?
No, Bruce can't win Coach of the Year, man. It's against the rules.
Hmm.
He has a show cause for Coach of the Year.
Even though he's taken the literal worst program in the SEC history.
Worst program in the history of the conference.
One of the top two in the conference. Top two.
A lock. A team that's been a lock for the tournament on everybody's like bracketology since week two.
Yeah. Anyway, Texas A&M
will get trashed on senior night by Anthony McLemore, who's going to go off.
You know, we really haven't. Georgia, is that the only team we've really blown out? Georgia at home that time?
South Carolina, I think we ended up beating by like 15 or so.
But Georgia, yeah. I don't...
Georgia was the one that we just going away. Yeah,
we're due to blow somebody out.
Danielle has been here for a long time. Anthony McLemore feels like his freshman year was 12 years ago.
Yeah.
Just because of the way things have changed on campus and like...
Yeah.
Like it feels like that first year for McLemore was... Forever.
Yeah, I agree.
And Austin Wiley's first year when he was actually a high school senior also feels like a forever ago.
It's crazy. Sad to see these guys go.
It's really sad to see
Austin go playing at this high level that he's been playing at this year. This feels like
the best Austin Wiley we've ever had.
Well, this is the only time we've really seen him for a full year.
Healthy.
It feels like if he hadn't had his injuries last year, we could have had this last year.
Right.
Yeah.
I agree.
C'est la vie.
Yeah.
The situation.
Zolala, as the Germans say. Mm. Oh, but that's not the last game of the year.
No. We've got I'd call it a test in Knoxville.
Go back to A&M.
We're just going to skip over A&M.
Yeah, A&M has Nebo and Flag. Nebo is a really good player. Mm. Mount Nebo, where Moses saw the promised land, Chief, as you might remember from Sunday school. Might be where Josh Nebo gets his name. He's 6'9", 245. He is 8th in the nation on efficient field goal percentage.
From?
I don't know.
I'll let you know. You keep talking.
Okay.
He only shoots two-pointers. So he actually has 8th in the nation in effective field goal percentage.
0-for-1 from 3, just like Austin Wiley.
Now, are they Javon McCormick ridiculous 18-foot two-pointers, or are they all inside?
Imagine at 6'9", he's probably playing against the
Bucks. I was just bringing up something that bothers me a little bit.
He's almost at Austin Wiley level with his 0.9 free throws for every field goal attempted. Third in the nation. Is Austin number one in America at that still?
He's at 0.93.
Yeah, he's got to be up there.
Yeah, he's not going to win first team.
Josh Nebo from Cypress Lakes High School in Houston, Texas.
Yeah, we're talking.
Texan.
H-Tone? sixth on the team in usage. Sixth?
I don't get it.
They should be running everything through this dude.
Maybe he has bad hands.
I don't know, man. You think he's just an Austin Wiley clone?
His profile looks like Austin Wiley, except for the rebounds. He's an okay rebounder. No.
He's only 6'9", right?
Yeah. Nice. I think Austin could feast in this game, considering he's a full 2 inches taller than this cat.
Yeah. How's this cat defensively?
No idea.
Not sure.
Not looking at his defensive
stats. He's a little undersized for a center.
Okay. Well, yeah, obviously he's like Mac, basically. So Mac shouldn't have too much trouble with him either.
Yeah. He is pretty good with his blocker, 9.6%, 32nd in the country.
Who's their best player that's going to go off on this run?
I would say he is their best player. Oh. But you got Savion Flagg, who's probably the bigger name.
Who's the guy that shoots threes, but he's not good at them, but it's definitely going to make 4 or 5 against this week because you say he's not going to make any shots?
It's actually their entire team, Chief. They're 338th in the country from three.
Wait, time out. We haven't talked about the fact that Austin Wiley is currently first in the SEC in defensive rating. He is the best defensive player in the conference by defensive rating?
Sure.
It's good.
Guys, I cannot tell you. You people listening to this do not understand the flack that I have taken on our group Slack.
He's been saying
for saying that Austin Wiley is a really good player
3 years.
For 3 years, only to finally, the guy is number one in the conference rebound percentage, offensive and defensive, and total rebound percentage, and first in the conference in defensive rating. That's unbelievable.
And he's a double-double machine.
First in the conference in win shares per 40 minutes.
Double-double machine.
Yeah.
Who was in that SportsCenter commercial where it's a walk to the office and somebody's getting coffee and he's asking for a double-double?
I don't remember.
You remember this one?
It was probably Tim Duncan because he was a human double-double.
Is Austin Wiley Tim Duncan? Is that what you're trying to say?
Man, Austin can't shoot like that.
He also, you know, if he's going to always catch the ball, too. That's not the case with Tim.
I did not love Tim Duncan as a kid.
Yeah.
But I should have. It was Kevin Love.
Yeah.
I should have. I should have appreciated Tim Duncan more.
I've always felt the same
because that dude was unbelievable.
Just the most vanilla player.
We'll just appreciate Austin Wiley, and then we'll be the same
thing. Do you know that Tim Duncan is also the last player to be drafted number one overall in the NBA draft who went to college for 4 years? There's your trivia question of the pod.
Marcus Camby didn't go to college.
He did not.
Was he
also, one? He's older than Tim Duncan.
Yeah, I believe you're right. He was number one pick, right?
Oh, yeah. From UMass. John Calipari.
Oh, yeah. He was on the cheating.
He was on the UMass team that the
did
head coach
not,
of
didn't
Temple,
go to the Final Four.
Yeah. The head coach of Temple threatened to murder John Calipari.
That's right.
During a post-game press conference, stormed in to Cal's press conference and said, "I'll kill you."
Ryan was.
What year is this?
Let's see.
Around then?
I'll kill you.
Google.
John Calipari.
Wait, that's not better.
Crow, that's a tweet, not Google.
John Chaney was dude's name. John Chaney, 25 years, 26 years ago.
Oh, this week, yeah. 19... So Ryan was not born.
Yeah. 26 years ago, this week.
Do you even know who Marcus Camby is?
Not a chance.
Okay.
He played for the Raptors for a while.
Cool.
It was February 13th, 1994, that John Chaney ran into the press conference.
Did you know that Cal coached at UMass? That's
a good thing. I heard that.
Okay.
Yeah. The issue was there was really bad officiating, basically. And that.
So you're telling me officiating's been bad in college basketball?
There was bad officiating.
It's never been good.
And apparently Cal may have gone after the refs in the hallway. And then Chaney got mad about that and stormed in and got after Cal.
Defending the refs? About the refs, I guess. Who would have thought?
But man alive, how hilarious is that? That a coach would come in to yell at another coach defending officiating of all things.
I'd love to see Cal go just, you know.
John Chaney was 100 years old at this time. This is an old man running in and screaming, "I'll kill you," at a young coach.
Hmm. Anyway, Texas A&M, how are we going to beat them, Ryan? Keys to victory.
Force them to shoot threes, it sounds like. LOL.
Do you want to know the only SEC team worse than them at shooting threes?
Auburn.
You're Auburn Tigers, last in the SEC.
But it's not for a lack of trying.
No, they're top 30 in the country in the 3-point attempt rate, Tips. I think.
That's great.
You keep shooting them, man.
Hey, it's going to pay off when they just start dropping in the tournament here in a few minutes.
Now we're talking. Now we're talking.
Like the beginning of Kentucky game.
Yeah,
for 4 minutes.
That might have been the most exciting bit of basketball we've seen. I'm so excited.
I was listening to it on the radio. I could smell colors. I was so excited.
That was the paint, Crow.
It was that good.
Taking a hit of acid? It's a word.
You got to ventilate when you paint.
Auburn basketball. It'll let you smell colors. Can hear numbers. All right.
I think Sonny may have said that before.
No, he was between that and play defense without fouling. Yeah, play defense without fouling. Also, we really want to get Sonny Smith on the pod. If somebody could figure out how to make that happen.
Do you know Sonny?
Sonny Smith.
Yeah, I've carried on a couple of conversations, just random conversations with him, walking in the parking lot after basketball games, back when we were really not good.
Tennessee Sports Hall of Famer, Sonny Smith. Yeah,
National treasure, Sonny Smith. I kind of want to talk to him about the fact that very few people have seen really good basketball, really horrible basketball, and then really good basketball at Auburn. quite like Sonny Smith.
Yes. He coached some really good basketball.
He saw a lot of years through of some not crummy good basketball.
Was, I don't know if he was on the call yet.
I want to know if he would back when, at what point Cliff in was. Time was there a point where he was sitting there watching maybe the Barbie era or the Lebo era that he thought, man, I don't have to do this.
Well, like, I'm pretty sure he definitely had to feel that
way. I really don't have to do this anymore. I'm in the middle of a Starkville, Mississippi Holiday Inn. Gonna go here, sit here and watch the worst team in the world.
Better coach than this Luckily game. Enough, I don't think they stay overnight in Starkville.
Hopefully not. Anyway.
Fayetteville? Probably.
Auburn plays. Let's take a break real quick and we'll talk about the Tennessee game.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
And we're back at 34 minutes and 48 seconds left in the pod. Or
into left, the pod.
Not into the pod.
Yeah.
Into the woods.
Don't want to make any promises here on how much longer you have to listen to us.
Into the pod. Into the pod. That was an Into the Woods reference from my musical theater buffs. Speaking of references, nobody got my opening reference to Chief. The lyrics that I quoted in that.
Is that a 311 song?
No.
What was that?
It was a cake song called Short Skirt Long Jacket. One of my all-time faves.
It is a good one. It's a good one.
Kids these days don't know how good cake was. That's what I tweeted the other day.
I didn't know until recently that cake is a euphemism.
Sure it is.
Anyway.
Cake, the band.
I just thought it was about cake. I don't know.
Cake, the band.
I'm on a podcast with old men.
Going the Distance is a great song.
It is a great song.
I used to listen to that before basketball games to get me pumped up.
You know, it's apparently about...
Is that the song Hercules sings?
He's going the distance.
It's similar. But no, not.
Going the Distance is a song about like psychic, about a man who is committing himself to doing something that doesn't actually matter at all.
Yeah.
So like
high school basketball.
Kind of making fun of how serious people take themselves. Yeah. But yes.
Absolutely.
Terrific.
You think I knew that at 13?
No, of course not.
Yeah, okay.
Well, like Short Skirt Long Jacket is a song just about like it starts out very general. About very hilarious things that someone wants in a girl. But then by the end, it's like extremely specific about one particular person he met at the bank. It's a terrific song. Anyway, we're not here to talk about 90s alternative rockers, Cake. We're here to talk about the Auburn Tigers' last game where they travel to Knoxville to play on the University of Tennessee Volunteers.
Davy Crockett's.
Yeah,
you mean
the savior
you
of
mean
Texas?
A relative of son of Crow Davy Crockett?
Oh, yeah. Really?
Distant relation to, to Davy Crockett. My grandmother.
Excellent.
My grandmother's great-great-grandmother was his aunt. So,
there you go.
We'll
love a true statesman in here.
A true Texas legend. Texas legend.
Well, you remember that one time when I had watched a movie about Bonnie and Clyde. And there's a scene with them when they're jailbreak.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the guys' last guard's last name was Croson.
Yes. We don't know if he's related to us, because that's a real person. I looked
right
it up.
Yeah, I did too.
And we don't know if he's related to me. However, my mom's mom hid under her dashboard of her car, like hid under the, like in the wheel well, basically, in the footwell, I mean, of the passenger seat. Out front of a bank when Bonnie and Clyde were robbing a bank. And they just shot willy-nilly as they walked out and shot her windshield out. Sociopaths, too.
Yeah, yeah.
Murderous sociopaths that were like celebrities
yeah.
in this country.
Well, because they could pretend to be Robin Hood.
Yeah. My
That Netflix movie was really good about them.
With Woody Harrelson and
Kevin
Costner.
I'd watch that.
Was it Highwayman? Was it?
Yes.
Movie?
I have not yet watched
Very good movie.
It's super good, yeah. Speaking of Cake, the band from the 90s, you know the guitarist's name of Cake? Greg Brown.
Oh.
Who happens to be potentially
Auburn
a recruit.
Greg
talking Brown? Talking basketball recruits.
You'd love him. That would be great if Texas's own Greg Brown.
Austin, Texas's own Greg Brown signs with the Auburn Tigers. That'd be amazing.
He's from Austin. Yeah, I didn't realize he was from Austin.
Grew up going to Texas games.
Ouch.
Has a great relationship with the Texas head coach.
Did you hear his dad this week?
Basically, his dad said that if Shaka Smart is not the head coach of Texas, he's not going to Texas.
That's not all he said.
Yeah, he said that Auburn's like the best.
He was asked about UNC and said, yeah, they didn't really give me any attention earlier on, so we see him in college. They better look out.
Yeah. Yeah, use some expletives that were changed to...
Just give them some buckets.
What did they change the expletives to? Bottom?
Yeah, bottom. Rear end.
Rear end.
Reminded me of the Junior Rosegreen quote after... Junior Rosegreen was a safety for Auburn in 2004, right?
Oh, big Junior Rosegreen fan.
Okay. After Auburn beat Tennessee, they asked him...
The first time or the second time?
The first time in Knoxville. Game of the century of the week. They asked him about Eric Ainge's quotes. About the Auburn secondary being overrated. Auburn had like four interceptions in that game. Before the game, Eric Ainge was the quarterback.
One of their two quarterbacks.
Danny Ainge's nephew? Son?
Brother?
No, nephew. Brother.
I don't know.
Danny Ainge is like 70 years old. Anyway, Eric Ainge said before the game, oh, I think we're going to be able to throw the ball all we want. Auburn secondary's overrated. They throw us four picks. And after the game, Rosegreen was like... His mouth wrote checks his butt couldn't cash. And that was his whole quote in the paper. His butt. I'm sure that's what he said.
Indeed.
Auburn plays those same Tennessee Volunteers in basketball in that same Knoxville, Tennessee, home of Sun Sphere.
Wildly ugly arena.
And Auburn's number one basketball rival, Tennessee, has to beat Auburn if they have any chance at making the tournament.
Big game for them.
How the mighty have fallen. They might not make the dance.
They're, I think, 18 and 11, or maybe 17 and 12 or something like that right now.
You hate to see Rick Barnes. You hate to see Rick Barnes.
Such a great guy.
Underutilized talent in this
big game Rick.
You know what they call
him?
Big Game Rick.
That's what I saw him called as he was in the process of losing to us at home last night.
Girl, I didn't realize they had four international players in this
season.
So we talked about Yves Pons and...
Is Pons the Serbian?
Pons the French guy.
No, you got a French guy, they got Pons Serb. Pons
zero, right?
Yeah. Okay. They Uruguayan.
Uruguayan.
Yeah. And then they've got a Norwegian, too.
Yeah.
Do they?
Probably the only Norwegian in college basketball history. Basketball,
I think he's related to Erling Haaland?
Dortmund striker. Speaking of it,
sensational.
My phenom. Other than the Auburn men's basketball team, Dortmund is probably the rooting interest of mine that is doing the best right now.
Oh, they're doing great.
Because of this kid. He is.
Somehow they're not in first, but.
Yeah, it's because they lost too many games during the year. And
Drew a bunch of games to, like, crap teams.
Well, before they called this Haaland kid in, who is literally tearing the back off.
Well, they start off the season on fire and we're, like, leading the league.
Is this the Norwegian kid that had, like, 11 goals?
He's got like 12 goals in 13 games.
No. You remember this
wild thing? Like that.
Yeah, there's some like 18 U games.
It might have been him.
Yeah, it was
him. It was
He had like 10 goals in one game.
Yeah. It's all he does. He scores for fun.
He's not the prettiest fellow. But
he's very Norwegian.
Oh, yes. I am sorry. This Oliver Kamhaul?
Sure.
Is Finnish, not Norwegian.
Oh. Haaland also scored a boatload of games.
Finnish, Norway. Great healthcare, good-looking people, incredible economies.
You take a shot at
cold.
In Kamawa.
They did have a prime minister that looked exactly like Conan O'Brien for a while, though.
Yeah, that's true.
He wouldn't matter.
They also really good economies and interesting senses of humor. Very dry and very like... Yeah,
I caught that from the Conan special. Yeah.
There's a really funny TV show that didn't make it, unfortunately, it was by Amy Poehler's brother. Had a TV show about living in Finland?
Sweden, says Wife Crow.
Sweden? It is hilarious.
Is that her first appearance on the pod?
Yeah, I think it might be. Welcome to Sweden! Television show, 2014 TV series. Hilarious.
Didn't make it in America.
Sitcom. It was on both.
What was it on? What channel? Is Polar Swedish?
Is that NBC. No, but this is the story. It's like her brother, with no job and no friends, marries a Swedish girl moves to Sweden and has to like be an expat in this like tiny village
in Sweden.
In Sweden, and it is hysterical. Especially somebody who's lived abroad, it gets that whole dynamic perfectly. But yeah,
fish out of water.
Very classic fish out of water.
Okay.
Only did two seasons, unfortunately. But if you can find Welcome to Sweden on your whatever,
it's probably device. On Peacock.
Yeah, most likely.
Peacock.
Careful.
I hope the first part of it didn't cut off there.
It is probably on Peacock.
So the Tennessee, we've already beaten them
once. The fan Without base will probably be draping themselves in the Uruguay flag, as they probably should, to protest them.
As if our violent racism had anything to do with what happened there.
Just horrible xenophobia, which is true. We condemn that. As this podcast is against xenophobia
of all kinds.
Cross of xenophobia.
And we are on that beast. We stand against
the cross. I don't know.
We stand the cross and xenophobia. We stand against xenophobia.
Are we being xenophobic by not digging lacrosse people?
I like lacrosse.
Isn't lacrosse that really weird soda?
Because xenophobia is just not liking a group of people. It's not even not liking
Xenophobia is thinking your country is better by
No, xenophobia, my friend, is not liking a group of people.
Dictionary for this one?
It's just a group of people in general.
So most xenophobes are just anti-non-Americans.
Sure.
Anybody but us. That's the group. Other.
Yes.
Sure.
Dislike of or prejudiced against people from other countries.
Other countries.
Or groups.
So all other countries is this,
xenophobia this is from the Greek xenos, meaning stranger or foreigner.
Ah!
Stranger.
Phobos foreigner? Meaning fear.
Ah, he's from Uruguay?
It's the least threatening country, is it not?
Unless you're Luis Suarez.
Well, that's true. Maybe this guy was just not a...
He's seen too many games.
Too many people have been bitten. Go back to your countries. Don't bite us. Luis Suarez, Ryan.
Former Liverpool striker.
He's got huge fake teeth, too.
He's on a...
They're fake.
He's part of Barcelona, I believe, currently.
Handsome man.
Giant teeth.
And he likes to bite people.
He bites them on the pitch.
It has nothing to do with him being Uruguayan, I want to be clear.
He also is famous for intentionally getting a handball in the box during the World Cup, knowing it would give him a red card because he knew if he doesn't put his hand up, it's a goal no matter what.
Right.
If he does, he gets a red card
and
it's a pen.
Maybe
we get a save. And they did get a save.
So kind of like the Nashville keeper.
I don't know what we're talking about. I didn't watch
Atlanta United.
No, I didn't watch that.
Very into the game. He's all the way out at midfield.
Oh, yeah.
The goalie was.
Yeah.
For what reason?
No one knows, I don't think. It was weird.
Probably his first MLS game.
He wasn't like extra offense. He was just skating around.
He was just out there.
He came out and
tried to take it.
Tried to take the ball.
Was he Manuel Neuer?
I think he thinks he is.
Man alive, he's not Manuel Neuer.
They did not. Atlanta didn't score from that.
Manuel Neuer.
He didn't even get a red.
Well, didn't touch the ball. He with his hands.
It was with his arms.
He used his arms.
So he kind of. It got kicked at him, and he just kind of
instinctively put his arms up like he's still at the goal, even though he's
right
out the stands.
Atlanta would have had open net goal.
Yeah.
Without that,
he wasn't the last. There were. This is how far out he was. Some defenders were behind him.
Yeah. So, it wouldn't have been an offside.
That's why he didn't get the red.
Oh, because it wouldn't have been a clear path.
Yeah, he wasn't the last line of defense.
It's not called clear path in soccer, but it's the same concept. It's clear path in the NBA. All right, Lamont Turner's out for the year. Jordan Bowden scored 28 against Auburn last week.
Yeah, he just destroyed us. He hit every three.
He's a volume scorer, Ryan has listed here, which probably means
he's going to kill us again.
He's going to make a lot of shots.
It's my discreet way of saying he's not an efficient scorer.
I don't care.
Neither was Allen Iverson.
Yeah.
Kobe B. Bryant.
If you score a lot of points, it doesn't matter.
Kobe was efficient. He was a volume and efficient shooter.
His last couple of years, he was just a volume scorer.
On one good Achilles.
Yeah.
Anybody would be.
Like his last game, we scored 60 or whatever. He shot like 60 shots. It went crazy.
It was like every shot. Yeah. His team's
John over. Fulkerson only had 6 points in 23 minutes last game, but usually is their best player.
I think so. I
think we're going to just throw Anthony on him again.
That's what we did last
time. He's probably going to foul out because up there in Knoxville, they're probably just going to call a bunch of fouls.
It would be Anthony's last.
They let him bang.
Anthony and Austin's last regular season games as Auburn Tigers.
They're going to foul out.
A wild thing. Like, to think about, like.
Probably not.
But they get, like, eight blocks each.
When they both came, we'll talk about this next week, I'm sure. When those two dudes came to Auburn, nobody could have predicted, number one, that Austin would still be here.
Yeah.
4 years in 2020. Yet. And number two, that we would know anything. Like, Anthony McElmore was kind of like, okay, he's on the team.
Well, we have thought coming into their senior years that, oh, we're going to make the tournament this year. Like it would, we, because I think we all did think, yeah, we're going to make the tournament this year.
Sure.
No reason we shouldn't.
Yeah.
Would we have thought that when they came to school at all?
We were still looking for 500.
Yeah.
They were like, in the like,
well, we have thought,
class.
Oh, well, by their senior year, we'll be making the tournament. That's all we do.
We probably thought
the hope was
we'd make the tournament by their senior year.
Right.
Yeah. Including Austin Wiley.
Maybe two of the 4 years.
Sure.
Maybe.
We are projected by Joe Lenardi to be in the New York region, in the East region, which stinks because earlier.
Albany or?
New York. I have no idea.
We'll see after we win the SEC tournament where we are.
What stinks because last week we were projected to be in the Houston.
Oh,
the South, which would have been super nice with Baylor as the one seed. We would have been the
fourth. Any of those games played any closer than Houston?
No, Spokane, Albany, and
Memphis.
Memphis next year. And I don't think it's Albany, Georgia. I think it's different Albany.
Yeah.
Whereas the Albany, East Georgia region is Sacramento, Tampa, Greensboro, and Cleveland. You can make it to Tampa.
Tampa, maybe.
Auburn would be, in this case, playing UCLA in the Tampa first game of Tampa.
Will McLaughlin could probably make Cleveland.
It's true. Where does he live?
Well, anything within Nashville. 8 or 9 hours he could make.
Well, sure, but he can make that easily. Because I don't think it's that far from Nashville.
Yeah.
Well, Tampa is a tough drive from Auburn.
It's a good 6 hours.
Not impossible. It's just not a fun
six,
drive.
7 hours.
The issue with tournament is you don't do you. And we forgot about this next week too, but do you go to the first round? Thinking, yeah. All right, going to the first round because
well, I can tell you who
blah blah blah.
I won't be because I just can't. It's not feasible.
Or do you go? Or do you wait? All right, I'm gonna be greedy. If we make the final four again, then I'm going to
Atlanta.
Yeah, I don't know. I might be moving on this during this whole thing. These chips, I'm like literally moving during the final four
on championship.
Yeah.
You know something else?
What's that?
The next basketball game Sharif Cooper plays, he'll be wearing an Auburn uniform.
Oh, that's good news.
Yeah, unfortunately, he didn't win the state championship.
Yeah, lost in the Final Four.
Unfortunately, it isn't the next game Auburn plays.
Yeah. No. Well, that would be great.
That would be great.
Hopefully, it would be excellent to have some points production like that on a team.
Hopefully, when he suits up, he'll be next to Jalen Green and Greg Brown.
And guitarist of Kate, Greg Brown.
And Jalen Williams and Devin Cambridge, right?
We're just saying Okoro comes back. I mean, if we're living the dream, we're living the dream.
No. That's the every time someone mentions Okoro coming back, it like shatters every like fake scenario.
Snaps
back at reality. I'm like, it's not happening.
There's better to get a Chuba playing next year for Auburn than Isaac Okoro.
Isaac Okoro is literally the best player we've had.
Actually, there's a much better chance that somehow Daniel Purifoy gets another year of eligibility.
Actually.
Malik Dunbar's back.
Yeah. Malik Dunbar's back wearing a comedy mustache. Well, this is Shmalik Dunbar. He's a whole different guy.
This is a Germanized name of his name.
Shmalik.
Shmalik.
Jerry would be like Maximilian. Well, they love that name.
Maximilian Dunbar. Dunbar sounds German.
Maxie Dunbar.
That's a good one. What else we got?
That's it.
Oh. Okay. Well.
Guys.
Who knows?
I think spring practice starts soon. Do we care about that?
Oh, yeah. Football.
No?
Strap them on.
What?
Put the pads on.
Who's going to be the quarterback?
Bonics.
Cord